we have two people here. Elisa is playing the harpsichord, and she's doing all kinds of interesting things, ranging from playing it completely normally, but maybe not sort of the normal sounds you get from it, to playing these harmonics and scraping the strings and all that kind of fun stuff. Also, she has a contact mic on the soundboard of the harpsichord, which is amplifying the sound, but in not exactly the normal way that a normal microphone does. And it's a little bit distorted. And at the same time, I'm playing around with my computer. I have a whole set of sounds that I've picked out. For example, there's actually recordings of Elisa that I made a few years ago. There's a Baroque bass in this. There's flutes. There's rhythmic noises. There's all kinds of things that
trains,
I picked out.
Trains? I don't know. We're in a train station? No,
there are no trains. Oh. Actually, none of this is from out in the world. All of this is just stuff that's either recorded from an instrument or that I've made with my computer. But then a lot of that stuff is being processed. I'm using a computer program called Ableton Live that both allows me to set off these sounds when I want them to and also allows me to mess with them and, you know, adding reverb or adding distortion, adding chorus effects, that sort of thing. The thing that sounds like a train is actually somebody like touching a string plus a lot of reverb.
So it's an improvised session
with
a Baroque instrument, the harpsichord, and an example of new technologies, a computer. So it is symbolic of this whole project and the name of your album, which is called New Music for Old Instruments.
So the album has harpsichord, and there's also Baroque violin and viola da gamba.
Elisa, Nisim, who's combined an electronic approach, if you like, to composition. Is that something that you find easy to fit in with the Baroque music that you play?
Well, it's not strictly similar to what I usually do. It's a very different sound world. The timbres are completely different and everything. But in philosophy and in mindset, it's very similar to what we usually do as Baroque musicians, which is that we're much closer to the nuts and bolts of our instruments than maybe most modern pianists might be. We're curious to explore how they might work inside, the ways we might tune them. So we tend to be in tune with things that have to do with timbre and choice of sounds to put together. And so the universe of this electronic music is kind of a similar mentality, even if it's not the same sounds.
How do you feel about improvising in this way with Nisim? What does it bring to you?
I feel like it brings a new universe of sounds, but that in fact, like what you were saying before about the train and whatever other images it might conjure that are extra musical, that's something that music has sometimes struggled to do all throughout the history of music. And you come across pieces that evoke battles, or trumpets, other instruments, or natural scenes, depending on what scenes were part of the universe of the people listening, or the people playing, or the people composing. And so I feel like what we're doing now is just today's equivalent of that, and also the listeners projecting their own sound universe on it. If what we're used to hearing is the metro and the highway and the airplanes flying overhead, we'll hear them in the music. These are just part of our sound universe.
Nisim, one of the pieces you've written is called Nuevos Misterios. What inspired that piece?
I was thinking at that point about writing a piece for Flying Forms. Well, it's Mark Levine and Tommy Morse. Mark plays Baroque violin, Tommy plays harpsichord.
This is the Baroque trio that are performing on the CD,
yes.
New Music for Old Instruments.
Right. I was planning a piece for those instruments, but amplified and with guitar pedals. And the title just seemed to be very apt, because as a title it made me think immediately of sort of like the mysteries of the Middle Ages. So it's like very old things, sort of initiation cults and that sort of thing. That's even older than the Middle Ages. That's like the Roman times or whatever. But then new ones, it seemed very apt for what I was doing, which is taking these very old instruments that people stopped playing for 200 years, and then adding these very new, very modern effects to them, and seeing what came out of it. And that became kind of a governing process for the whole piece, that I wanted to make music and to create an experience that was both ancient but also new and surprising.
I understand there are, for example, Japanese insects
yes.
that have fed into this music. Tell yeah. us about that.
I spent some time in Japan around the time that I was writing the piece, and I came home just like obsessed with these insect noises. So there are a couple of them.
Like what?
But it's like this very insecty sound. So that's more or less the shape of it, but like it's this really insecty noise, really buzzy, like... I have no idea what was making that. But between the harpsichord and the processed violin sounds, like it was a good opportunity to try to recreate those noises in musical sound. So there's that, there's the Japanese bugs, there's the elevator of the building that I used to live in that had a really interesting song. It was peculiar, like the doors did an and then it would kept going throughout your entire trip on the elevator. And so that shows up in the piece. And that actually basically spins out to pretty much the whole piece. It's 18 minutes long, and it's kind of based on like two bug sounds and an elevator.
Baroque composers like Bach or Monteverdi, what would they have thought of this project, do you reckon?
It wouldn't have occurred to them that there would be anything besides new music to write for these instruments. The idea of playing music that was written 5 years ago, much less by a dead composer, is a relatively modern invention, and so it wouldn't have surprised them at all that there would be new music being written. They wouldn't have thought of these as old instruments either, because they were just the instruments that they had at the time. And as for what these things sound like, who knows? Who knows what they would have thought of it?
Nissim Scholl, Alissa Durier, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.